I recently spoke with Hiram Wright, who is a newly elected member of the Apache Software Foundation and a participant in the Subversion Project. Subversion joined the Apache Software Foundation very recently, and
yes,
it went through the incubator more quickly than most things do, and is now a full-fledged top-level project. And it left a lot of people kind of scratching their heads as to why something as well-known as Subversion that we all use and we all rely on, and all of us pretty much, our businesses would go under if it stopped working, and why that would choose to place itself under the umbrella of the Apache Software Foundation when it's just as well-respected and just as old. And so I was hoping to get a little bit of insight from you into that question.
Sure. Actually, one of the reasons that we chose to do this is because of the things that you mentioned. It's old. It's a well-established project. It is has a very large user base. And because of that, because of the size of the project, there becomes a certain need to start worrying about some of the organizational issues, the IP issues, the trademark issues, all of that kind of stuff that no one really likes to worry about, and that when you're a very small project, it doesn't really matter that much.
Right.
But as you grow, those types of things become more important. We had actually formed in 2005, 2006, somewhere in that neighborhood, we had formed kind of a shadow ASF called the Subversion Corporation, which was largely modeled after the ASF, but was meant specifically for Subversion itself. We had our own board of directors, officers, all that kind of fun stuff. But as time went on, once the novelty kind of wore off, that proved kind of unwieldy in terms of it detracted a lot of effort from development and other activities that were, you know, our time was better spent elsewhere. And we kind of got caught up in kind of the minutiae of running this thing. And so, you know, the committers essentially said, you know, hey, we have a large overlap with DSF already in terms of membership, in terms of using various bits of technology. And so it just was a very natural fit to go to there.
What changes within the Subversion Project by being part of Apache? Does it change anything at all?
The homepage changed. we went from subversion.tigress.org to subversion.apache.org. We gain the knowledge and the expertise and the background of other members of the ASF, other projects within the ASF. We get the opportunity to interact with members of the ASF and to be part of Apache events, such as ApacheCon and the various committee retreats that are going on and those types of things. Organizationally, there's not a whole lot that changes. We still run the project the exact same as we've been running it for the last 10 years. There may be a couple of changes in how we refer to people. You know, instead of full committers, it's the PMC. Instead of a committer, or a partial committer, it's a committer. Those types of things. But in terms of the actual day-to-day operation of the project, not a whole lot has changed, which kind of, I guess, speaks well to how good a fit the two really are.
I know some of the guys that are committers on Subversion and are already ASF members. What percentage of the committers does that represent?
I don't know, actually. That's changed a lot in the last several weeks as the ASF has had recent member elections, and a number of the committers that are part of Subversion, myself included, have been elected members of the ASF, which has been kind of neat. So right now, I think that there's actually a fairly large percentage of the committers in Subversion are actually members of the Apache Software Foundation.
Was there any resistance within the Subversion membership to the move over to Apache?
I don't know if there was any resistance. There was lots of discussion. Apache wasn't the only place we could go. There were a couple of other ideas bandied about, one of which was just, you know, status quo, stay the course type of thing. But once we decided to go to the Apache Software Foundation, there was some uncertainty as to, you know, how would this impact our repository or our ability to run release candidates, because we are, you know, we do eat our own dog food. We are a piece of the infrastructure that DSF runs on. we wanted to make sure that we still had the ability to do some of the special things that we were able to do when we were an independent project. So there was some uncertainty about some of those questions, but there wasn't really any overarching negative dissenting opinions or anything to that effect. From day one, Subversion was kind of organized in an Apache-like model. You know, Brian Bellendorf was one of the principals at CollabNet that helped start Subversion. Greg Stein has been involved off and on for much of the life of the project. And there are several other people that have close ties to the ISF that have been involved in Subversion. And so there wasn't really there was a good understanding of what that meant, and there wasn't really any philosophical or ideological differences that had to be overcome in terms of joining the ISF. So, for us, it was just a really good fit. It's nice having the kind of the Apache name. You know, if I told people I was a member of the Subversion Corporation, they'd kind of look at me funny, right? You know, like, are you trying to overthrow the government or something, you know? But when I tell people that I'm part of the Apache Software Foundation, it has some recognition to it. And I think that's a good thing for the project and, you know, for the people individually that are involved and for companies that are participating too. I think that's one of the things too, is by moving Subversion to something of a vendor neutral location, it makes it much easier for companies to get involved and kind of feel on equal playing ground. So that's a big part of it too.
From the perspective of the foundation, there's long been this general understanding that Apache equals web server. And one of the goals of Feathercast was to show, hey, there are these other cool things going on too. Having something as well known as Subversion with the foundation is very beneficial to show the world, hey, we're more than just a web server. That's something that I'm very pleased about, of Subversion coming into the foundation.
Yeah, well, it's a two-way street. You know, we gain a lot, and we're hoping we can give a lot too. Subversion, like you mentioned in the intro, it's one of those pieces that, despite all the noise around the different other systems that are out, you know, it's really become one of those foundational pieces of infrastructure. It's no longer just a software project; it's a software platform, and there's a lot of tools and other bits that are built on top of that. You can actually go from client to server now and not run any Subversion published code, because, you know, people have re-implemented clients, they've re-implemented servers, you know, they're just matching on the protocols and stuff. And so in that regard, it's really become a platform and not just a product. That kind of speaks to the maturity of the thing, as well as how far we've come. So it's been an exciting journey, and this next chapter with the Apache Software Foundation will be a good one too, I'm convinced.
Thanks a lot for taking the time to talk with me.
Oh, no problem.